Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I'm hearing a lot of us aren't sleeping well at all. And I know that. I can see some, people will email me or they'll text me in the middle of the night. I've seen that with a lot of the millennials. They're like, it's like 2 in the morning and I'll get a text or I'll get whatever and, you know, they're up. My kids. One of my kids, he's got online school, and I guess he does his online school. After school, he's kind of bored, right? So he goes to sleep, and then he wakes up early evening, then he's up most of the night, and then he's kind of now he's binge-watching Game of Thrones, because, he didn't really watch it when he was younger, because there was a lot of things that, were a little, now he's like, oh my gosh, And I know he's watching Game of Thrones, because I'll walk in, and he'll pause. And I'll look, and there's like a boobie, right? Yes, it is. Like, really? Aren't you supposed to be doing your homework? School's over, Mom. School's out. Oh, funny thing is, so cute. I love my baby to death. But here he is. They force in school now that you do have to wear clothes. You can't be shirtless. So he is wearing a shirt. But then he's in his boxer briefs. I'm like, how do you know they can't see your underwear? But anyway, so he's like, yeah. Anyway, so they're doing what they're doing, but it's like it's summer break. It's almost like it's spring break. They're not sleeping. They're not. My older one is still trying to keep a schedule, which is really hard because we're now, 5-6 weeks into this lockdown. But I'm hearing from so many grown-ups that their sleep is completely off. Well, if you don't have to wake your alarm up at 5 in the morning, to shower, work out, to hit the gym, and then to get to work, now you're sleeping until 7. Now you're sleeping in. My gym's closed. So I've been, waking up at 7, prepping for my show, coming into the studio. I'm not waking up as early as I used to. Sometimes I'll wake up early to see telemedicine patients, but, I've been sleeping in. And then you're home. And you don't want to eat. So you're like, I'm tired. So rather than going to eat to keep my energy up, let me just go and take a nap. So now we're taking naps. Then we're taking naps, and then we're now up at like 6 o'clock at night. And now you're up, and now, so you'll watch some more TV. Maybe you'll work from home, or you'll do whatever. And your whole schedule is off. And I don't know if our neck of the woods is going to open up or not, because all these different states are going to be on different lockdown transitions at different ways. Okay, I mean, some states are going to try to have coalitions, like in the Midwest and in New York and Connecticut and Maryland, things like that. Some are going to try to do it all the same, but most of the states are going to be on different different schedules. And so for some of us, our place of work might not really be open yet, whereas another one will be. So when we are told we could go back and we could get things going and we might want to start now trying to get ourselves back into a good regimen. Now, I say this with this headline of how antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications have, I guess, skyrocketed during this time. Now, I find this kind of interesting because on telemedicine, we aren't really supposed to write anti-anxiety medicines and antidepressants. We could refill them on some platforms, but not all of them. And so if people aren't going in to the urgent care, they don't really have access to their doctor, how are they getting these medications? Which means there must be a lot of people going and asking for these. Apparently, the largest spike for prescriptions of anti-anxiety medications rose 34.1% mid-February to mid-March. Well, yeah, people have lost their jobs. They can't sleep. They don't really have, we want to build. We are people. We want to build. When you're home, and you're thinking, okay, well, you know, my job might not be there, or my job is not going to look like it did, or, you know, why am I going to plan a trip when I can't? You know, my husband was planning this really cool trip to South Africa. You know, he was going to be doing safari. He was going to be doing a lot of sightseeing and hiking and backpacking because he's into all that. And that's kind of been a happy place for a long time. And, again, he has no idea if the flight's getting canceled. He has no idea if the trip's going to be gone. He has no idea if coronavirus is going to be down there. So we can't plan for the future. And I know people are like, well, boo-hoo, you know. It's not boo-hoo. You don't understand. The reason why so many of us don't get depressed and don't get anxious is because we have these little happy places. A happy place for me is Hawaii. I love Hawaii. I love going to Hawaii. You know, and knowing that I can, in a couple years, go to a conference or go to Hawaii is, like, huge for me, you know, or going to, you know, see my friends, or going to a trip, you know, to New York, because I go to New York once a year. You know, these are little happy places for me. Me working on my book, me working with, you know, things with students, you know, to help get them ready for their tests and things like that. These are little happy places that I have, and it just, you know, keeps me going. And so, you know, if I'm like in a little bit of a funk, or, you know, I'm getting a little bored, and I'm like, well, gosh, I'm not outside, I'm not doing whatever, I could always work on one of my other projects. But when you don't have that future, you don't, you know, anything you think you're going to build is going to be destroyed. I mean, look at our IRA accounts. Look at a lot of our savings is getting destroyed right now. Those of us who built a business, those of us who built a chain of businesses, it's getting destroyed right now. Starts to make you kind of depressed. So, looks like anxiety medications are up. My guess also, you know, sleeping medications. My suggestion, and we're going to talk more about sleep, you know, as we start coming closer to hopefully shut down on, you know, changing, is you're going to have to get yourself onto a schedule. And I get it. Why wake up at 5, 6 in the morning if you have a day of just sitting around the house and eating? Well, that's what we talked about. You got to get some goals. If you have a room in the house that needs repainting, paint it. Lowe's, Home Depot, these hardware stores are open. If, you know, make yourself some projects. Make yourself some projects. You got to, like, you know, keep yourself. You got to keep yourself busy. And, you know, it's frustrating, and I get it. It's not an easy time. And all of our sleep schedules are screwed up. All of our eating schedules are screwed up. All of our exercise schedules are screwed up. And, you know, it's going to be some time to get it back. But, you know, if you are having trouble sleeping, you got to be very careful going on these anti-anxiety medications or these medications that allow you to sleep, because they get addicted and you get dependent on them. So I want you to go outside, you know, let that melatonin kind of kick in, hang out in the stars, sit out on the porch. It's beautiful weather outside, hopefully, with the exception of some tornadoes. And try to, you know, avoid artificial light, computers, things like that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday, Donald Trump limited immigration, suspending immigration by executive order. People are pretty ticked off. Caused a lot of ruckus yesterday, but is that a good move? Is that a bad move? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. He wrote, in light of the attack from the invisible enemy, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. Now, we still don't know the ins and outs and of what, you know, that would mean. You know, are people that are already in the United States, are they, you know, going to be in limbo? Are they going to still be able to continue their path? Are they going to get tested? What's going on? But Democrats are upset, of course. They call it xenophobic and claimed it was more presidential scapegoating on the coronavirus. But And lawmakers have said that immigration has essentially stopped as all visa processing by the State Department came to a halt during the pandemic. And people are accusing Donald Trump of trying to double down on his hardline immigration policies. However, weren't people accusing Trump of not acting soon enough with the coronavirus? And so when he did stop travel from China, people got mad. So, so he calls this the invisible enemy, which it is, and we are at war. We are at war with an enemy we can't see. We think we know a lot about it, but we don't know enough about it. And it's still taking down our Americans. It's taking down, you know, thousands of other people in the world. And people are asking, okay, well, why now? Why now is he halting all immigration? The virus is on its way down. Not entirely. We still have cases throughout the globe, especially in Europe, still rising. So the UK just announced another 4,300 new cases, 828 new deaths. Turkey, another 4,600 cases. Italy, 2,700 new cases. Spain, another 3,900 cases. So we still have new cases. Now, remember, there's a big difference between a flattening of the curve and the epidemic ending. A flattening of the curve, which has been everybody's goal this whole time, doesn't mean by any means that the coronavirus epidemic is over. It means rather than from going from 2 cases to 10 cases, we're going from 2 cases to 5 cases. A curve, unless it starts going down, a reverse of the curve or a down sloping of the curve, that means you're still having more and more cases and continued cases and death. So the flattening of the curve, like in my state, we've had a flattening of the curve, but we still have new cases every day. The deaths are slowing down, but we still have deaths. So the death rate is still rising, but it's slowing down. And that number, depending on the curve or the graph you're looking at, if you're looking at number of deaths, so I live in Nevada, so our number of deaths are, I believe, about one, hold on a second, I'm pulling it up right now. In Nevada, we are at, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Yeah, every time I do this, we're at 163 deaths. So at 163 deaths, that's not a lot compared to others, still tragic, but if you're looking at, you know, time as your y-axis and number of deaths as your x-axis, the number of deaths are not going to go down. Okay, if we have 163 people that have, you know, died and they've been tested for coronavirus and it's assumed coronavirus, those numbers still stick. So that curve is not going to go down. Now, in terms of number of cases, active cases, that number hopefully will go down. But the flattening of the curve, you know, it doesn't mean we're halfway there or three quarters there or almost there. It just means that we're slowing down the number of new cases. The immigration and slowing down immigration is, from a medical standpoint, understandable. I don't think you're going to have a lot of people in the medical community buck that if we are of the premise that we want to prevent new virus from coming in. We have been on lockdown. We have been in isolation. So if you bring in more people, and I get it, there's refugees, and, you know, I get that, and I want us to be a home for safe people because, you know, my family was able to come here in the 60s. They weren't allowed to come in the 40s. You know, and unfortunately, many of my family died as a result. And so, you know, strict immigration, you know, is not something that did well for my family. You know, but my family came here, they became citizens, they did it the right way, and they did, you know, exactly what the government asked them, pay taxes, etc. So, you know, if we're being told that, you know, we're seeing cases rise throughout Europe, you know, cases are rising. I'm not sure where Mexico is. Mexico has had new cases, too, about another 511 cases reported, 712 deaths. Canada, another 569 cases. They have 37,000 cases, 1,700 deaths. Then, you know, slowing down immigration or stopping it is, I mean, if we're going to be on a lockdown and a shutdown and we're going to do it right, that's kind of a part of it. You know, we have our own petri dish. Do we really want to mix petri dishes? Now, people will say, is that overreaching? Well, we're being told right now that the virus in Europe has become deadlier. It has mutated to become more deadlier than the milder strain that made its way to the U.S. West Coast. Remember we were talking about how the U.S. West Coast strain is probably milder than the East Coast strain? Because we weren't seeing the number of deaths on the West Coast as the East Coast. You know, we weren't hearing that the hospitals were that overwhelmed. You weren't hearing, we knew in Washington it was overwhelmed. But, you know, for the most part, many of the other, Western states were, able to get a grip on it. Well, researchers in China have found that at least 30 strains of the SARS-CoV-2 or the COVID-19 virus now exist. The most severe strains could generate up to 270 times as much viral load. Yet milder mutations were found in the U.S., such as those in Washington State. So Xi Sheng University scientists studied a small number of patients with the disease and uncovered tons of mutations, 19 of which had never been seen before. So some of these mutations boosted the virus's ability to invade cells in the body. Others helped the disease multiply more rapidly. The most deadly strains were genetically similar to the ones that spread in Europe and in New York. Yet weaker strains were found among those circulating in the U.S. Now, this is a small study. It was only based on just 11 patients. But they still found that there were different forms of the virus. Now, will these forms of the virus prevent us from making a good vaccine? It could. Now, we're hearing one vaccine is already, one company is already ready to start human trials on Thursday. So vaccine companies are, ready to go, and they are, trying to race to get that golden egg of, the coronavirus vaccine and the first one. Because if it's deemed safe and it deems that it works, they're going to use it. But I am worried that if we have a very highly mutatable virus, that it's going to be very similar to flu, where every year we have to rechange it. And we don't really have a lot of people getting the flu vaccine. There's not a lot of people convinced. And so many people, when it comes to flu, they're like, oh, I'll take my chances. I don't want a different vaccine each time. I don't trust it. And that's why we have, an average of 60,000 flu-related deaths each year. So, mutations can vary. And as long as the outer shell or its shape, is able to still be consistent, I don't think we'll have a problem with the vaccine. In terms of medications, as long as we see a predictable pattern of how coronavirus infects the cell, like with that ACE2 protein, I don't think we'll have too much of a problem with these mutations. But what I don't like is it's been a short amount of time and we've seen this many mutations already. Just like we see with flu. I mean, flu mutates many times before we even finish our vaccine, which is why the vaccine is at the highest level 60% effective. Because when we decide which flu, strain we're going to build a vaccine for, let's say we figure that out by February, and then we start the production, it's already changing so that by October it's a little different. But for the most part, the flu vaccine still works for the majority of people. So we're being told there's three groups of coronavirus that is spreading. Cambridge researchers had mapped the genetic history of the infection from December to March, and they think we have three distinct variants. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A tentative agreement has been made over funding a small business relief program. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on the plan.
The broad terms of what had been being discussed yesterday were an additional $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Plan, in addition to $75 billion directed to hospitals and additional funding for testing. We'll see the specifics of what was agreed to, but that's at least where the deal was as of last night.
The National Restaurant Association says a lot of workers have lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. The survey shows more than 8 million workers have lost their job or been furloughed since the start of the pandemic in the United States. More than 60% of restaurant owners say federal programs, including the CARES Act, will not allow them to keep employees during the economic downturn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so apparently we're being told that calls to poison control centers have jumped because of disinfectant poisoning, cleaner poisoning, and I'm noticing a huge uptick in patients. I see about 30, 40 patients a day, and I'm starting to see less coronavirus cases. Yeah, some people always tell we have the cough or the sore throat, but I'm getting pink eye. I'm getting a lot of people calling in with pink eye. So you kind of wonder if that might not be pink eye, because again, I can't see. It's over the phone. It's not a video call. And I'm getting a lot of headaches, dizziness, just feeling bad, feeling blah. And I need to start asking them, how much exposure are they having to their Lysol and their Clorox and their hand sanitizer? I'm getting a lot of eczema. I'm getting a lot of people whose hands are bleeding and cracked and dry and painful and itchy. You know, I seen patients at a clinic years ago. I would probably wash my hands maybe 40 times a day. And then I would hand sanitize also all the time. So I'd examine the patient, then I'd hand sanitize, you know, and then I'd write. Or if the patient's like, oh, can you look at this? I'd grab more hand sanitizer. So I'd probably hand sanitize about 100 times a day. My hands would be bloody. Well, my nails. One of the reasons why I have to have, you know, acrylic with a little gel. I use the gel that doesn't make me need the UV light because I don't want to use the UV light. But my nails are acrylic because my nails were completely ruined from years of hand washing and hand sanitizer. Now, you know, it's interesting because I'm not a naturalist, you know, in terms of, you know, I mean, I'll eat a, you know, TV dinner. I'm fine with that. They, you know, I love McDonald's. Okay, I think that stuff is yummy. But I also have a problem, though, with people over-lathering them with cosmetics or over-lathering in sunscreen. I like sunscreen, but I just get a little nervous seeing an infant baby completely soaked in a fragrant, white, pasty sunscreen. I get a little nervous about chemical exposure. And so this comes from Mercury News, where this is more of a direct poisoning, where they've had at least 45,000 calls in the first quarter of people who had accidental ingestions or too much exposure. But if we've had all these people calling in, what about some of the more subtle sort of poisonings? So I'm writing an article on this that you guys will have. So some symptoms of you being overexposed to your cleaners and all the disinfectants you're doing is you might get a little dizzy. You might be a little foggy, sleep issues, sore throat, runny nose, itchy skin, breathing difficulty. So here I am with patients calling in saying, I feel foggy. My throat's bothering me. It's dry, scratchy. I'm having a dry cough, and I'm having some trouble breathing. And I'm like, oh, it's coronavirus. Oh, no. It might not be coronavirus, okay? There's other things out there than coronavirus. Oh, I used to do that. When this first happened, and you know, we on television were like, okay, be prepared. This coronavirus. Oh, yeah, my voice exactly went the highest. Like, oh, gosh, I think I have coronavirus. Oh, no. Oh, what am I going to do? And then I was like, all right, just stay home. You know, are you fine? Are you breathing fine? Are you no fever, no shortness of breath? You got a little bit of cough. All right, stay home. You know, so we're you know, starting to kind of breathe a little easier now that we're coming out of the thick of it. But the problem is the new normal, and I hate that term, the new norm is going to be people washing off their Amazon packages. In fact, I think it was the FDA that said you really don't have to wash off your food packaging. You don't have to be spraying your food from the grocery store with Lysol and wiping it down with Clorox bleaches. I believe the FDA said that last week. There was one grocery store in my neck of the woods where two people had coronavirus. So everybody was freaking out. They're going to go to a grocery store and bring home coronavirus. Yes, coronavirus can live on surfaces. But, I mean, this is, again, why we talk about how we need better data. Okay, we need better facts because we have people freaking out about buying, you know, groceries. I heard of somebody who said he's just going to hunt for his food. Okay, well, that's fantastic. If you can, you know, hunt. I think hunting's, it's a good sport. It's, you know, great exercise and all that. But, I mean, I don't think we have enough animals out there right now to kill, to feed us. Okay, that's why we have packaged food. Okay, let the butchers or whoever do what they do. So, we might be really overdoing it when it comes to chemicals and our chemical poisoning. So what is going to be the new norm? I mean, how are we going to live? Well, I'm, with my medical school training, I don't like the idea of living in a bubble. I want to be bombarded with bugs. I do. I love bugs. Okay, now, mind you, I don't want MRSA. Okay, I don't want to get pneumonia again. You know, I really want to have a strong immune system. I loved being able to see all the patients I was able to see in my office without fear of getting sick all the time. And people would ask, they go, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you get sick? And I thought, well, I drink a lot of water, I eat a lot of vegetables, I exercise a lot. I don't think it was that. I think it's just when you're in the medical field and you are just around the stuff all the time, you build up an immunity. Now, that being said, I've seen colleagues of mine die, you know, of pneumonia and all sorts of things, but you know, and, you know, or get these weird viruses that could cause cancer. So we're not infallible. I mean, we're still mortal. But I love, you know, natural immunity. With viruses such as coronavirus, we don't know if you get natural immunity. We are starting to learn some kind of creepy things, like it might live in the testicles, it might live in the eyes, it might resurface. And so I am pro-vaccine when it comes to something like this, because we've seen people completely consumed within days, if not hours, by coronavirus. We've had other people where they just get a little bit of a tickle in the throat. So I'm for vaccine, and I hope we do come up with a vaccine. Like I said, there is supposed to be one company already they're planning human trial started on Thursday. With human trials, that can mean they're a few months away with getting good data and safety data on this. That could be pretty promising. Again, we are shooting for a vaccine by early fall. But end of summer, early fall. But that's a best case scenario. Most companies don't think they'll have it for another year. But please, for the love of the Lord, you know, be very cautious when it comes to all these chemicals and stuff that you're using. A lot of you have been making you're making your own, like, hand sanitizer. When people were running out of hand sanitizer, oh, my husband did the same thing. We bought all the components that you needed. You know, and, you know, so we bought rubbing alcohol, we bought the jelly type stuff. I think I even wrote an article on how to make your own hand sanitizer, you know, and I'm like looking at all these chemicals and I'm like, I'm just going to do soap and water. I mean, I get it. When you have pathogens and you have bad bugs, you need germicides. You need some real fancy, you know, killer chemicals out there. But what topic did we have 10, 15 years ago? We had that we were hand sanitizing too much, that we were creating superbugs, that we kept, washing down surfaces and all that we were creating a whole new thing of superbugs. So now we're going back to hand sanitizing and spraying everything. And, you know, and whether this coronavirus, with now it's 30 different strains, we're being told, 3 major strains. You know, whether the coronavirus has started to outsmart these chemicals or not hasn't been tested. But we do know that bacteria have outsmarted a lot of these. So, I'm not sure what the answer is. And so, I really caution you to overspray and overdo. I mean, you're going to have to wear masks. You're going to have to open up doors. You're going to have to make sure you air out the place so you don't breathe this stuff in. But any fogginess you're feeling, nausea, difficulty breathing, headache, watery eyes, things like that, that might not be coronavirus. That might be chemical poisoning with your cleaners and your disinfectants. It's just something to think about. All right, taking your calls and your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently we were told that there were sloppy laboratory practices at the CDC, which caused contamination, which caused those first coronavirus tests to be ineffective. This is being reported by federal officials. Two of the three CDC laboratories in Atlanta, and this is being reported by the New York Times, that created the coronavirus test kits violated their own manufacturing standards, resulting in the agency sending tests that did not work to nearly all of the 100 state and local public health labs, according to the FDA. Early on, the FDA, which oversees laboratory tests, sent Dr. Timothy Stenzel, chief of in vitro diagnostics and radiological health to the CDC labs to assess the problem. Several officials said, and he found an astonishing lack of expertise in commercial manufacturing and learned that nobody was in charge of the entire process. Now that made sense. When I was told that the government was going to start mass producing these tests, I was like, with which private companies? You know, the government usually doesn't make a lot of these tests. Usually these private companies do. They make the flu swabs and the strep screens and these pregnancy tests. And so I was wondering who was going to be doing the manufacturing and how it was going to be done so quickly. So I'm not surprised that there was a lack of expertise. I'm not looking at that too critically because, again, we had nobody in place, which is why we have to be very careful being a socialized sort of, you know, country and not allowing a lot of private enterprise to be able to, you know, be there and ready to go because, you know, then the government has to try to mass produce something that they can't do. They said problems range from researchers entering and exiting the coronavirus laboratories without changing their coats. They tested ingredients being assembled in the same room where researchers were working on positive coronavirus samples. Those practices made the tests sent to the public health labs unusable because they were contaminated with the coronavirus. Therefore, we were getting inconclusive results. So if you're making test packaging in the same room as the lab that has coronavirus, and we know that coronavirus can be in the air, they're going to get contaminated. That makes no sense. But it also shows how unprepared we were for this. Okay, we didn't have a facility or a plant that had, you know, all this sort of, I mean, the CDC is huge, but they probably weren't ready for this as well, obviously. So in a statement on Saturday, a spokeswoman for the FDA, Stephanie Caccomo, said the CDC did not manufacture its tests consistent with its own protocol. The FDA confirmed its conclusions late this week after several media outlets requested public disclosure of the inquiry, which assuredly is part of a larger federal investigation into the CDC lab irregularities by the Department of Health and Human Services. So, forced to suspend the launch of a nationwide detection program for the coronavirus for about a month, the CDC lost credibility as the nation's leading public health agency, and the country lost ground in ways that continue to haunt fake grieving families. So there's now saying that if the CDC didn't screw up with the test kits, less people might have died. Again, I don't know. We have to be really, really careful being Monday morning quarterback with things like this because, you know, we've never had this before. You know, yeah, we had Spanish flu, I get that, but I think America still worked way faster than it did. And remember, we were given false information. We were told it was from somebody eating a bat. Okay, when you're given false information, and then you're like, well, is it airborne? Is it oral fecal route? Is it just by talking? Is it, do you have to kiss somebody? You know, they did as good as they could. I'm not really bagging on the CDC. I am going to have a problem if government continues to say, no, we're going to handle it from here, no private business. But, you know, for the CDC, you know, they're going to, you know, stay in their own lane, you know, and play in their own sandbox. I'm going to defend them in that, you know, they did the best they could with what they could, you know? And I was really shocked when they said, we have test kits. I go, really? And again, you also don't know the behind the scenes. Was somebody behind them saying, get these test kits done now? We want them by Friday. You don't know what pressure was being given to them. So, to this day, they say the CDC's main failure symbolizes how unprepared the federal government was in the early days to combat a fast-spreading outbreak of a new virus, and it also highlights the glaring inability, according to the New York Times, at the onset to establish a systematic testing policy that would have revealed the still unknown rates of infection in many regions of the country. The blunders are posing new problems as some states a few cases agitate to reopen, and others remain in virtual lockdown with cases and deaths still climbing. And, you know, there is the question on our some of these states not having as many cases because they just don't have the test kits. Now, somebody could say, people then would be in the hospital. You're right. Sick people would be in the hospital. You know, the sickest of sick, if coronavirus existed, would be in the hospital. So that's why nobody's really, criticizing other states because, again, if they can't get the test, they can't get the test. but we can't really use a parameter of, okay, well, we have thousands of new cases, being tested in one state but not in another. You can't say that that other state doesn't have it too. If you're not testing, you don't know. And some of these people with some of these cases could be absolutely asymptomatic. I haven't had any symptoms of coronavirus. Maybe I'm positive for it. Who knows? I don't know. So President Trump and other members of the administration are urging that testing capacity be better, obviously, than other parts of the world. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC, and other health experts have suggested that contamination in the labs might have been the culprit. Now, the CDC was initially responsible for making the test. And they, I guess, had to pull it out of the retro peritoneum. And then they sent it out, and then we had some false negatives. But here's the thing. Some of those false negatives we're finding might not have been false. The patient might have tested negative, but because we're hearing that the virus might set up shop in the body and might be harbored and hang out and things like that, you know, we're being told that maybe this really wasn't, you know, a problem. But we did hear that a lot of the test cases were kind of, you know, unusable. So we'll see where we go from here. But the FDA concluded that CDC manufacturing issues were to blame and did push the agency to shift production to an outside firm. That outside firm was IDT. It accelerated production of the CDC tests, and then no more issues were reported. So FDA also came under fire for not initially allowing commercial labs like Quest and LabCorp to begin ramping up production of their own tests. That was another question we got. Why aren't the average labs like, you know, LabCorp, Quest, testing people? They can do tests in their labs, and we have labs all over. So, you know, yeah, there were a lot of mess ups and a lot of things that we could possibly have done differently. We're learning. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the World Health Organization is warning that people will need to get used to, quote, a new way of living. Takeshi Kasai, the World Health Organization's regional director for the Western Pacific, has warned that relaxing lockdown measures too quickly will lead to fresh waves of infection. Now, we're watching very closely what's going on in Florida. We know that states like, I think, Georgia and South Carolina are getting ready for relaxed social distancing orders. 72% of Americans do think that if we go back to normal, there is a moderate or large risk. But you also have the majority of people wanting to get back to work. So, where's going to be the fine line? Well, many government protocols mean, well, we have to have testing. Well, the testing has to be good, and we think now what we have is good testing. So if somebody does get sick, we could test them. But also, we need to be able to make sure that we have hospital beds. We need to make sure that we can, you know, quarantine, isolate. So if somebody is sick, they leave work. The problem is we do have a group of, you know, a large group of Americans who are like, I don't know if I want to be around people. I'll wait till deeper in the summer. So, you know, the World Health Organization is right. Whether we want this to be the new normal or not, it's going to be very, very strange going back to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.